in the Lord's house. Good to see you here. Amen. Praise the Lord. I appreciate you. Good to have our visitors this morning. If you've been here before, you're just one of us. Man, if you're one of God's little children, you're one of us. Amen. We're all the same. We're all going to the same place. Glory be God in a little while. Gathering over home, and what a time we're going to have. But unto then, praise the Lord. Let's just get in now. Amen. We come to worship the Lord. Come to worship in spirit and truth. Amen. We thank God for this good day that He's given us. Amen. It's hot outside, but it's nice and cool in here. And we do appreciate you this morning. Appreciate the Lord. If you have your Bible, turn with us to Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15. And like I said, I do appreciate you this morning. Appreciate the good revival that we had. And appreciate all the folks coming to Open Bible Wednesday night. Amen. Back your church and sing over there. Well, what a blessing that was. And we just appreciate that. The little church over there was full Wednesday night. And we appreciate the Lord. Amen. Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15. If you have your place, stand with us and honor the reading of God's Word. I want to read just a few verses here. Starting at verse 8. Romans chapter 15 and verse 8. The Bible says, "Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision of the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for His mercy, as it is written, 'For this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles, and sing unto thy name.' And again he saith, 'Rejoice, ye Gentiles, with His people.' And again, 'Praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud Him, all ye people.' And again, Isaiah saith, 'There shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust.'" But now this is our text, verse 13. "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." Amen. And we see this taking place, and we see Paul's talking to the Romans, and he's giving them some a little bit of the personality of God. He's giving them that little bit of that relationship that God wants to have with His people. Amen. And he's talking here about the how God loved the Jew, but He also loved the Gentile too. Amen. Yep, that thrills my heart, because, Brother Dean, that brings us in. Amen. He didn't leave us out there as outcasts, but praise God, God made a way that me and you could come in. Amen. So we could be part of the family of God. I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I love the family of God. I love God's people. Amen. They're just a blessing to me. I appreciate each and every one of you. I thank God for you this morning that you're here. I thank God that we're part of God's family. Amen. We're somebody, praise God, going somewhere even this morning. And I thank God for that. But he says that he begins by ministering. He said the ministering that's been doing, praise God, is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If there's any ministering going to be doing, it takes the Lord to do it. Amen. We can't do it by ourselves, but praise God, there's a good God of glory that loved us enough to come and minister to us, to confirm some things to us in these last days, to show us, praise God, the Father, the promises that God gave us, the exceeding great and precious promises. You know, if we could ever get in our heart's mind and just begin to glean through the Word of God and begin to look at those promises, I mean, they're just innumerable in the Word of God, the promises that He made for me and you, and just realize, praise God, that God gives you a promise, He will not renege on that promise. Now, if I make you a promise, something might happen, and I might not be able to fulfill the promise that I made you. Not that I wouldn't want to, but it might just come to where I can't. But I want to say, praise God, every promise that God made in the Word of God, praise God, it will be fulfilled. God will fulfill all the promises that He made. And praise God, we have the Lord Jesus Christ sent right hand the Father to make sure that happens. And He does that for me and you. What a God we have this morning that love us enough, praise God, to make sure, glory to God, that all the promises God's made us will come to pass. Boy, what a blessing. He said that we can have this thing that God has passed down. He said He's written, and He gives us examples here of where it's written down, how God said that He could include us so that we could praise the Lord too. Amen. Not only can the Jew praise the Lord today, but me and you can praise the Lord as well. Amen. God brought it right down, Brother Andrew, to me and you, praise God, where we can come together and magnify the Lord God of glory, where we can lift Him up. Praise God. You say, "Well, preacher, I just don't feel like it." Praise God, you get the praise of the Lord and the feeling to come. Amen. Hey, we're not running on feeling anyway, praise God. We're running on what God, the promises that the Lord's made us. He's made us some great, exceeding precious promises today. And boy, I bless His holy name for that. But He brings us down here right to where we're at. How we can rejoice and sing and praise God together as God's little children. Amen. How we can laud Him with His people. That means we can lift God up together. Amen. Don't you like it when you can do that? Don't you like it when the sweet Spirit of God just moves through on purpose? Praise God. He begins to bless you on purpose. You begin to get the can't help it and you want to get in. Not because you have to, praise God, because you get to. Amen. Praise the Lord. If we come just praising God, amen, just for the very thought that we get to get in and we get to praise Him. And He's worthy of all of our praise. Praise the Lord. So we see God a working here, and He pass it down, all this rejoicing at the Gentiles have. We ought to be excited people today. Amen. We just come through revival. God's touched our heart. He should have revived our soul. Amen. We should be excited about the things of God. Amen. Excited about what God's done for us and what He wants to do even today as we continue in what the knowledge of God. But He said in verse 11, He said, again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud Him, all ye people. And again, Isaiah saith, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust. So He said, that same one, praise God, that God promised the Jew, He promised to me and you. Amen. Praise God, we're partakers in this thing with Him. But we didn't take the place of the Jew. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we're partakers with them. Glory be to God. But now notice what takes place here in verse 13. He speaks of this God of hope. Amen. Now I want to preach just a little while, if God will help me, on this thought. What do you expect? What do you expect? To these people, to the Romans, the God of hope was unknown. They didn't know Him. Now they had a goddess called Hope. A goddess or a goddess of hope. And history tells us that it was a statue, a goddess that they had made. But it also, history also tells us that God sent lightning to strike that thing and burn it up. And they built it fight back, quick, fast, and hurry, because you don't ever want to lose your hope. Amen. You know what's wrong with the world today? Praise God. The world don't have no hope. So they got excited about that. The first thing they did, they built it back up quick, fast, in a hurry, and they got their goddess hope built back up. But I want to say to you this morning, the hope that man builds, praise God, you can't trust it. Amen. The hope that man gives you, the hope that the world gives you, praise God, it won't stand. You can't count on it. Amen. And sure enough, just a little while later, praise God, it got destroyed again, plumbed to the ground. I mean, there wasn't even nothing to salvage the second time. Amen. You know, I said that to say this. You know God knows what He's doing. God knows exactly what He's doing. In His sovereignty, praise God. In His providence, praise God. He knows exactly what's needed. He got rid of that mess and He said, whispered old brother Paul. He said, why don't you go up in there? Praise God, just preach just a little while. He said, I've got rid of all the things that might hit you. So I pushed some things back, praise God, to make you some room. Amen. So He took a God of hope, praise God. That God that was unknown, praise the Lord. He took it up to Him. Amen. So He took the God of hope. He took our hope. The same hope that we have this morning in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what He took up into these Romans. He took up in there to give to them the hope that, praise God, that's needed. He's talking about in 1 Colossians chapter Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, He's talking about Christ in you, that hope of glory. That hope that we have of attaining to heaven one of these days. Amen. Praise the Lord, that's what's going to get us there. It's the Lord Jesus Christ in us. Praise God. That's salvation this morning, young. That's the hope that we have. And Paul took that hope, praise God, and he carried up there to the Romans. He said, you look for hope. There's not no God as hope. There's a good God of glory, praise God, that brings hope. Amen. I thank God one day He came to my heart. Amen. Knocked on my heart's door, poured in a little hope. Amen. I was hopeless. I told you before, I was scared to death of a little old 14-year-old boy, scared to death of the dark. Amen. I needed to stay at Motel 6 because I need them to leave that light on for me. Amen. I was scared of the dark. But praise God, and after March 1976, when Lord graciously saved my soul, praise God, I've never been faint of the dark since. Amen. That light, praise God, shines in my soul. I know no matter what happens to me, praise God, I'm born to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He protects me, watches over me, keeps my soul. Amen. Let's worry about it. You see what a preacher that you are? If somebody come in the middle of the night and kill you, praise God, all they're going to do is promote me to glory. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, I'll leave my life's breath here and take the next one over yonder. Amen. Praise God. It'd be getting better then. Boy, we appreciate the Lord. But you know why? Why we have that? Because we expect that. You know, what do you expect from God this morning? Do you expect Him to help you? Do you expect Him to lead? Do you expect Him to keep His promises? Amen. Amen. He's faithful, just to do that. Praise God. He's there for us. He's there to help us, praise God, if we'll just trust Him this morning. But He said He's that God of hope. Our hope this morning. The hope of glory. The hope of seeing heaven one day. And He said, you take this hope, He said, that you may abound in hope. Now that word abound means to excel. Hey man, I got to look at that boy. I got excited about the hope that I have. Now that hope, I told you, hope is faith with expectation. Amen. That's looking down the road, praise God, taking that hope, taking faith and believing God, amen, and realizing that, praise God, it's going to get better farther on. Hey, when the devil gets you beat down and he's trying to get, when you get the mully grub, you say, boy, it's awful bad here. Praise God, I tell you, just with faith, believe the Lord has said it's going to be better farther on. Amen. That's hope this morning. That's faith believing. That's faith with an expectation, praise God. Amen. Hey, don't matter how bad it gets. The Lord's going to be there. He's going to deliver you through that. I was thinking the other day, you know, a lot of times we go through some pretty dark valleys, don't we? I mean, it seems like almost a valley of despair. But praise be to God, I want to tell you, when you're in that valley of despair, praise the Lord, if you're a child of God, He's there with you. Amen. And when you come out over on the other side, praise God, and as you climb that mountain back that high, that mountaintop, praise God, experience, praise God, the Lord's there with you. Amen. To lead God, direct you, praise God, to hold your hand. And when you want to quit, when you want to give up, praise God, Brother Bill, He just takes you by, He's got you by the hand. He just says, come on just a little farther. Amen. He said, hey, it's going to be all right. I'll help you over this the next hump, praise God, for the glory of God. Amen. That's who, that's what Paul was telling about. He said, it ain't about in a statue. It ain't about something false. He said, it's about the living God. Amen. And it lives down in your heart. Amen. He said if you abound in hope, to abound, that abound means to have an overabundance. Amen. To be overflowing with. Praise God. He said the abundance of God, that abundance of hope that we have. Now it's not only talking about the amount, the quantity of our hope, but He's talking about the quality of our hope. Amen. We've got a quantity of hope. God pours out a mess of hope. We've got all the hope we need in Him because our hope's in the Lord. But it's the quality of our hope that we have. Amen? The world can't give you the quality of hope, praise God, that God can. The quality of God's hope, praise God, it's out of this world. Our human mind can't even comprehend the hope, the quality of the hope that God has to give us when we put our faith and our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Not only the quantity, but the quality of the hope. Praise the Lord. That's what speaks to our heart. That's what makes us excited when we start to think about, praise God, the hope that God has to pass out. If we expect, but it's what you expect of the Lord. See, I expect great and mighty things of God. Because, see, He's not some little God that we put in a box. I mean, my God don't fit in no box. Amen. My God is the God of the universe. My God He's the one that created everything that we have. He's the one that furnished me with everything that I need. That's the God I serve. And my hope is in Him. Amen. I expect Him to take care of me. Amen. I expect Him to put food on my table. I expect Him to meet my needs. Amen. What do you expect this morning? I expect Him to do those things for me. Praise the Lord. And I expect, He said that you may abound in hope. Now He's talking about that continual abounding. Not just abounding just a little bit. Say, well, you know, God can probably meet. I've got the hope, praise God, that God's going to take care of me today, but He may not take care of me tomorrow. I don't know what kind of God you serve. That ain't the God I serve. My Jesus said He'd never leave me nor forsake me. He said, I'll never see the righteous, those that's right in the eyes of God. I'll never see them begging bread. Amen. That's my hope today, praise. That's where I've got expectations, praise God, that's out of this world. Amen. Now it's continual. Praise God. Not always continual, it's persistent. Amen. Every day I continue to have that hope in my life. It abounds to me, praise God. It just excels in my life. Sometimes I get beside myself. Amen. Sometimes I get beside myself. I just see how magnificent God is in my life. And you know how the old devil, he'll come to Brother John, he'll say, well, you know, you'll never get through this, and this is tough. You'll not make it now. You might as well just give up. But you know what I do? I do like Miss Geraldine said, I just say, Jesus. 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 Amen. I'm one of your little children. Lord, I need you. Praise God. You know what happens? All of a sudden, the Molly Grubbs is gone. The Holy Ghost of God done move. Praise God. And the situation's okay. Amen. Why? Because that overabundance, praise God, of hope that He pours out on us on purpose. Just because He can. Amen. It's persistent. It's continuous, praise God. Amen. It excels. It goes beyond what we could hope or imagine. But not only is it continual and persistent, but it's existent. Amen. It's existent hope, praise God. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying the hope that we have in Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, through our faith, believing on Him, praise God, it's there, it's real, it's for something that we can recognize and realize. Amen. It's existent today. What God's doing. Hey, we can look around right here in this place and we can see what God's doing. Amen. Just blessing us on purpose because He can. Just helping us, praise God, coming alongside us so we can come alongside one another. Boy, preacher, Brother Reinhardt the other night, he hit it dead on the head. He said, you know, a lot of times we say, brother, you go ahead, I'm praying for you, I got you back. Amen. Brother Reinhardt said, that's wrong. We shouldn't have their back, praise God. We ought to be beside them, praise God, walking with them, glory to God. Realizing where they're at, praise God, trying to get to where they're at so we can be a help to them. Amen. You say, why? Because that's what Jesus is doing to us. He's walking beside us. He said, I'll give you another comforter, praise God, that'll walk you, a consoler, praise God, that'll help you in this journey. Amen. And boy, when we get that mindset that we want to be that too, praise the Lord. What a blessing. But He said that this abundance, that you may abound in hope. So He said that you, He goes on here so that you can have joy and peace. Now I believe joy and peace is desired in everybody's life. Amen. Joy and peace is something that everybody wants. Amen. Amen. You want joy? You want peace? Amen. Everybody does. Everybody wants that in their life. But I want to say, joy and peace is not the evidence of safety. Amen. It's not the evidence. Now just hang with me a minute. Just because we got joy and peace, praise God, don't mean that we're safe. It don't mean, praise God, that we're saved. There's a lot of people out here that's got joy and peace. Amen. They've got joy in what they in their vehicles. They got joy in their houses and lands and all these other things. They've got joy and got good jobs and everything's secure. And they've got peace. But it's a false peace. It's a false joy. Amen. Why? Because they're not building on the thing. Many, many people have this false peace and false joy. But they're building upon they're kind of like that man over there that built his house upon the sand. Amen. They're building everything, Brother Bill, on the sands of their own imagination. Amen. If we think we can take the things of this world and the things that we gain in this world, praise God, and have joy and peace and be satisfied, we're mistaken. We're building on the sands of our imagination, praise God, and it's not meant to be that way. Paul said, praise God, listen, Romans. See, the Romans were great philosophers. They believed, they thought they had it all figured out. But he said, it's just imagination. It's all vain. Amen. He said the foundation that we have to build on, praise God, is the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is truth. Amen. He said when we build on that foundation of truth, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ, the doctrine, the teaching, the instruction of the Word of God, He said we have stability in our lives. Amen. That way when the winds and the waves and the storms come, praise God, we're on that firm foundation that will not be moved. Amen. We're not on those shifting sands of life the devil would have us build on. Amen. If we ain't very careful, if we don't keep our eyes on the Lord, the devil will have us building on shifting sands. He'll have us building on something that's constantly moving. Constant variableness in our lives. But I believe this morning, church, that God wants us to be stable in our belief. He wants us to be stable in our faith. He wants us to be stable in our relationship. And the only way to have that, praise God, is to build on a firm foundation, which is Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen. I expect Him to be my foundation. I expect Him to stay firm, praise God. I expect Him to keep me from being moved. Amen. I expect Him to keep me from following every whim of doctrine. Amen. I expect Him to point me, Brother John, to the truth. Amen. Because the truth will set you free. Amen. Glory be to God, I feel nice in my soul. Why? Because I know the truth. Amen. And the truth is the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless His holy name. But the world that's facing it, that's a chasing after joy and peace. They're not safe. They're not secure. They have something that's fleeting that you've always got to chase. Amen. I'm glad, praise God, I don't have to chase my... The Bible said He came to seek and to save. That's all. He came to me. When I couldn't get to Him, praise God, He brought me... And He said, my peace I give you. My peace I leave with you. Amen. Praise God, there's a peace. There's a deep, settled peace that goes into the hearts and minds of men, praise God, and comforts them. Because, well, you say, well, why do we need that for? Because if not, we'll get in a valley of despair. Amen. Remember I told you last Sunday, I believe it was, about the Pilgrim Progress where Christian was going. He got to the crossroads. And he took a way that seemed a little bit easier. Amen. Ended up there at the castle of doubt with the old giant despair. Amen. If we ain't careful, praise God, that's what we'll do. We'll try to take another way, an easier way, praise God, but some way that's not the Word of God, and we'll end up in despair. I know what you're thinking. Let me just read your mind this morning. I know what you're saying. You're saying, well, preacher, that'd never happen to me. I'm too strong. Really? I was talking to some people the other day, and they was a fellow, you might probably know him, no preacher. His name was Charles Haddon Spurgeon. You know him? Heard of him? This is what he says. Let me read you a quote that he made. He said, I am subject to depressions of spirit so fearful that I hope none of you ever gets to such an extreme of wretchedness as I go to. That was a great man of God. Preached to 30,000 people at a time to put the power of God all over him. But he said, I get depressed. The devil tries to beat me down. Let me just say this morning. If you try to serve the Lord, you try to live right, you try to walk right, you try to talk right, the devil try to beat you down and discourage you. But I want to say this morning on 30, God, that there's a God of glory, praise God, that said He'd uplift you, and praise God, He'd help you, and praise God, if you had to, He'd carry you. Amen. Amen. How did he get through that? He went on to say this. He said, how did I come out of all that? How did I overcome it? He said, I know I trust in Christ. He said, I know it. Like old Brother Paul, I know in whom I have believed and have persuaded. He's able to keep that I've entrusted to Him. Amen. Amen. Praise God, I know who I believe in today. It's not in man. It's not in government. It's not in family. Praise God, it's in the Lord Jesus Christ. Death, burial, and His resurrection, praise God, He got up in the newness of life that I might live. Amen. He said, I know I trust in Christ. He said, I have no reliance but in Him. Not trusting nobody else. Amen. He said, if He falls, I shall fall with Him. But if He does not, I shall not. Amen. I don't see my Jesus falling. Amen. The devil throwed everything he could at Him, tried to take Him down, praise God, but he didn't take Him down. And he didn't take Him out. Amen. Glory be to God. He got up, praise God, victorious over death and the grave. Amen. You know what death is? Death is sin. That's where death comes from. Death comes from sin. The Bible said we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, so death is on our heels. Death is knocking on our door every day. These folks, every 2 seconds, there's somebody going out of here. Just like that, these people around this world falling out, going dying, going out of here. Amen. Death is on their door. But he said, praise God, I'm not trusting death. He said, I'm trusting in life. Amen. He said, he went on to say, because he lives, I shall live also. Amen. Because Jesus is alive, praise God, we have life in Him. When the devil comes along, he says, why don't you just quit? Why don't you give up? Well, that means you got to die. Say, hey, listen, devil, I ain't dying because I'm alive in Jesus Christ. He is my life. Amen. Bless His holy name. Praise the Lord. But if we ain't careful, we start seeking after joy and peace in this old world, and we miss what God's got for us. Amen. That peace, that passes understanding, that peace that comes from God. Amen. Through the Lord Jesus. Where do we get that? I'm glad you asked. Notice what he goes on to say. He said, hope fill you with all joy. He said, fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Now notice this word fill. That means to fill up. He said, the good God of glory, praise God, that good God of hope, fill you, to fill you up, praise God, with joy, with all joy, not just a little joy, but all the joy that you need. All the joy that you praise God, can stand. With joy. And he said, oh, well, by the way, and peace. He said, when I fill you up with joy, when your cup begins to run over, praise God, hey, praise God, I'm just going to dump a little peace in there too. Amen. He said, I'm going to fill you up, praise God, with all the joy and all the peace that you can stand. He said, how are you going to do it? He said, in believing. Putting our faith, praise God, Brother Andrew, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believing on Him, trusting in Him. It's through faith. Trusting in, relying on, and hearing to the doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ, the teaching and the instruction of our Lord Jesus. Amen? What He gives us so we might believe. That's where our faith comes in. Amen? God gives us a measure of faith, praise God, so that we can believe the Word of God. I've told you before in the very front of my Bible, where it says, in the beginning God, I put in there, I believe. In the very end, Revelation chapter 22, vice verse, I put at the end of that, I believe, and I believe it from the front to the back. Amen. Hey, some of the things in there I don't understand. Amen. Hey, some of the things there you'll never understand. Not in this walk of life, but praise God, I believe it because God said it. And amen. Whether I believe it, whether you believe it or not, God still said it, so it's still right. Amen. People's trying to take and turn the Word around, trying to manipulate the Word, but I want to ask you this morning, what do you expect of God? I expect God to always tell me the truth. You know, sometimes, now listen, let me just say this. Sometimes when we get with loved ones and things is going on in different situations in our life and hard things come up. And Brother Jeff, there may come a time when somebody in your family have a situation and it's a hard thing to tell them what's going on. Amen. But you know what you got to do? You got to go ahead and tell them because you got to tell them the truth. Amen? You got to tell them the truth. Sometimes the truth hurts. And so, but I'm telling you what, it don't matter how much hurt, God's going to tell you the truth because He knows the end result will be to help you. Amen? We can't build with confidence on something that we don't know. So God always tells us the truth. This old flesh may not always like it. Amen. This old flesh may fuzz up at some of the truth God's got to give us. But praise God, it's still the truth. Amen. He'll still do it because He loves us. But He said He'll fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Amen. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, even though we're sinners. Faith to believe and trust in Christ. That's what He's talking about. He said joy and peace in believing. Trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, even when we're old sinners. Amen? Even when we're old sinners. When we have to pull up sometime in the day, Brother Scott, we have to look at ourselves between Beak and Bill and say, Lord, I made a fool of myself today. I brought disgrace upon your name. And Lord, I've just made a mess of it. Lord, please forgive me of that. You ever have to do that? Amen. It's called repentance. You say, well, preacher, we're saved now. We don't have to repent no more. Amen. I know we don't have to repent no more, but we sure ain't going to repent no less. Amen. I never repented when I was lost. When I was a lost man living in the world, I never thought about saying, Lord, I'm sorry because I broke your heart. But praise God, now that I'm saved, I'm born again, I'm a child of the King. When I mess up and He brings it to my attention through His sweet Spirit, I say, Lord, please forgive me an old sinner. Amen. When I'm vile and when I feel black and when I feel nasty and ugly, praise God, because of what I've done to disgrace my Heavenly Father, praise God, I come to Him. I said, Father, I made a fool of myself. I'm sorry. Amen. Amen. You say, preacher, I'd never do that. Well, that's pride. Pride comes before fall. Amen. Stinking pride. Stinking pride is that pride that won't let you confess your sins, praise God, to the good God of glory. Get it under the blood, praise God, so you can go on with that communication, hook back up. Amen. We can't serve God worshiping in spirit and truth, praise God, with sin in our lives. Bible says in 1 John 1:9, it says, if we confess our sins, see, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all, what? Unrighteousness. Anything that's not right in the eyes of God, He said, if we'll confess our sins, praise God, He'll take care of that for us. You don't have to carry it around, praise God, keep building it up like old luggage. Amen? It get heavier and heavier, praise God, after a little while, instead of carrying it or pulling it by the wheels, praise God, you're dragging it on the axle. Amen? That's what a lot of us do, praise God. We just carry along that old sin, praise God. It just keeps building up and building up until we get to where we can't carry it no more, and we get discouraged. And we just stop on the side of the road, and if we're real lucky, somebody will come along that can help us. Amen. It can say, you know what, brother? I love you. Let's pray about this. Let's get a hold of God. Let's take it before the throne room of grace. Let's clean it up. But when you feel vile and wicked, we realize I can't do it by myself. But praise God, there's a good God of glory that loves me enough that He'll clean me up. And you know what happens when you get that? It's amazing how when you get before God and you confess your sins, you say, Lord, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Please forgive, help me to do better so I don't mess up no more. I tell you, you do that and you get there ready to go to bed at night and you feel like you feel like a new person. You feel, brother, you feel so new, you feel so clean, you feel so refreshed. What is that? That's that blessed hope, praise God, that He pours out in abundance because He loves you. Amen. It comes from the throne room of grace. It comes from the God of glory. He said, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope. How? Through the power of the Holy Ghost. He said, there's an explosive power comes upon you. It blows all that old filth off of you, praise God, and leaves you clean and pure. Amen. He said, that's what God does. But you know why He does that? Because we expect Him to. Amen. God cleans us up, praise God, when we come, because we expect Him to. Let me ask you a question. What do you expect of God? What do you expect this morning? Do you expect God to keep you and to clean you and to mold you and to make you? What do you expect? Let's ask you this morning. What do you expect? Whatever we expect, that's what we're going to get. Amen. I expect great things from my Lord and Savior. I expect Him to move upon my life. I expect Him to put me in the place and the situations, praise God, that's pleasing unto Him. But I also expect Him to take me out of those situations that I know is not right. To keep me from those places and those things, those instances, those things that would hinder my walk with Him. Amen? I expect Him to show me the places I need to stay away from. I expect Him to show me the things I need to leave alone. Amen. I expect Him to show me the things that I need to change in my life so that I can draw up closer to Him. He said if we draw nigh to Him, He'd draw nigh to us. Amen. But if you know, if you're standing off a guilty distance, stiff-arming the Lord, He ain't going to intrude on you. He's a gentleman. But praise God, He'll stand there at the door and knock. He said, are you ready to let me in yet? And your old flesh say, no, not yet. I've got this. The Lord knock again. A little while later, He'll knock again. Ever so gently. He said, would you let me in? Lord, I've got this. But finally, we're like that old prodigal. We come to our senses. Realize that he's a bountiful supply at the Father's house. Amen. And say, well, praise God. We throw down the pail, jump the rail because we know we're going to hell. We run for the Father. And we throw open that door. And say, Lord, would you just come in? Would you help me, praise God? Lord, I need you to help me. Yes, you know what He does? He comes on in. Amen. He just drifts on in and He says, here I am. So what can I do for you? Amen. What would you like? What do you expect? Amen. Hey, you open the door, you open it expecting something. Amen. But let me ask you this morning, what do you expect from the Lord? You expect Him to give you help and hope and happiness and joy. Amen. Give you leadership and guide. What do you expect? Because what we expect is what we're going to get.